Head in the Dirt. I love the album cover with the badges. Where did you get the idea from?
I don't know. I got it from, you know, traditional, I guess the traditional image of a man and a woman. And a lot of the art from the 70s I was looking at the time, a lot of ballpoint pen illustrations from inmates in jail or whatever. A lot of this very specific style was done with a man and a woman and roses and things like that. And then I just adapted it and you know, chose to switch the man out for a Grim Reaper, which, you know, symbolically fit the idea. And also, like, the aesthetic matched the whole 70s kind of look.
Is that something that you've been influenced by? Because the last album sounded more kind of 60s-ish.
Yeah.
And this, I think it kind of turned into, well, more 70s influenced.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when I finished the record, I felt like it felt more 70s of a vibe. I mean, it still has a very contemporary sort of all over the place in terms of its, I tended to genre jump quite a bit in terms of like the influences. And I, you know, at least for me, I think the output is more of a amalgamation of like all these different things that I like all mixed into one. But the general tone of it feels very 70s to me.
You haven't lived the 70s or the 60s. What makes you go back?
I don't think that it's retro, per se, because I don't think that my music is necessarily... When I think of retro, I think of, you know, bands that may try to replicate or duplicate an era with a specific type of sound. I like to just, you know, borrow from influences and get inspired by different things and mix it all together. And it just so happens that I enjoy music from the past a bit more than currently. And plus, I feel like when you're referring to something or referencing any type of sound or music, I mean, people just did it better back then. You know, people were, you know, the level of instrumentation and production quality and sound was just, to me, better back then. And so if I'm going to aspire to do anything, I want to aspire to do it right. So, you know, I kind of look to those as the epitome of like good music, you know, and I mean, not to say that there's not anybody doing it these days, but I personally, you know, enjoy a lot of music from the past.
When I've listened to the album and then looked at the titles, there's like Sink and Head in the Dirt and like really shocking titles when you don't listen to the music. And then I've heard another interview where you said something like, I make music for people who've been shot or were in a train accident. And then I listened to, well, to the title without actually checking out the lyrics. And I think this man must love excitement and intensity. Is that something that you kind of play with when you write songs?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I don't feel that I do anything shocking, but I do like the idea of being straightforward and blunt if you can. And if you can twist those ideas and give it new meaning once the person receives it, then I think, you know, you've accomplished something. I mean, even like, for example, like my name, I don't know that you would see Hani El-Khatib and instantly think fuzzed out rock music. I don't know that that's what I would assume you'd think tablas and pan flutes or something.
You know? Oh, well, music of any kind, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So that being said, I think there's always this kind of, it's always in me to play with a juxtaposition of ideas or concepts. And it can be art, it can be music, it can be whatever. I'm always kind of looking for that and searching to take an idea and then flip it on its head.
You're playing with all kinds of popular culture. You're coming from graphic design, you were skating as well. So loads of popular cultural influences. And you kind of mix them together. What of all these is the most exciting for you?
I think music might be the most exciting for me. as a whole, because, you know, I've always enjoyed playing and making music. I've never really took it too seriously as a career path, because from my experience, or at least just from me observing, it usually doesn't pan out, you know? Like, being a musician, the thought of, not being able to keep the lights on and eating shitty meals on the regular and living in a small room in someone else's flat doesn't seem too appealing to me. I guess I'm more of a realist, because I never would go, oh, cool, musician equals stadium and 5-star hotels. I'm like, musician equals broke and living in the basement of your mom's house. When it happened for me, I was like, wow, this is cool. I have this great fear that it could all turn to shit overnight. So I just try to bury myself in work and touring and stay focused on that, because, hopefully it'll get me to where I ultimately want to go, which brings me to the point of it being kind of creatively satisfying, because music, you know, I always liked the music part, and now I've figured out a way to apply that to the visual part as well. So it kind of like fills the need for me to like make art. And, you know, now with music, you know, I can translate that into, you know, moving pictures, and, wow, and I can speak to people when we're doing videos, and I'm very involved in every aspect of everything about the band, like to the point where, I mean, I probably drive everybody I work with crazy, but, you know, I have ultimate creative control in every aspect of what I'm making. Well, I guess because I have a history in it, in that, like, you know, I was a creative director for a company before, and I was, it's not like I'm some musician who's like feels entitled to design their own album jacket, you know. It's like, well, before I made music, I've designed, you know, 20 album jackets for other bands.
I think it's really courageous. I mean, we know that the music industry these days isn't what it used to be, and that, it, you know, just being a musician, as you just said, doesn't mean like you're going to be famous, and then leave like a really lucrative job that gives you, that pays off and really gives you some money to live off, and then you go like, you know what, I'm going to leave all this and become a musician. I mean, where did the idea come from?
The thought of doing something like that is, I hate being complacent and bored. So I was kind of at my wit's end with the work that I was doing. I just kind of was looking for something else, which is, I think, what brought me to actually recording my own music and, you know, playing shows and things like that. And once I started performing, I was like, oh, shit, you know, maybe this is the path I want to go. I kind of view things in stages, and everything kind of like leads you to another thing. And I sort of felt like working in design and working in skateboarding as an art director and being involved in so many different aspects of that kind of world led me to be able to kind of create a platform for myself to get my own ideas out.
I mean, my favorite song on the album, Skinny Girl. And I love that song because you've got this really protective side of you that actually doesn't get sung about lyrically. Like a bit like Knight in Shining Armor kind of thing.
A friend of mine had a cousin that was real strung out on drugs and being a little lost, I guess, and has always been. And then that kind of prompted, I think, like a couple little lines, and then that got me thinking of more people I've met in my life that, you know, fit that description, guy and girl, you know. So I mean, it plays with just that type of person in general, you know, and how, you know, we kind of can sometimes, you know, I mean, there's not much you can do to help those people sometimes.
Do you like, you know, watching people, watching things happen and writing about them? Or is it stuff that has to happen to you? How do you do that?
I just write about you know, things that I experience in my life, and whether that's me personally or through other people that are close to me, through stories and you know, like, you know, everyone has friends telling them about their weird messed up family or, you know, and like, I kind of soak all those stories in and then, you know, or some, I mean, that's usually how I end up writing songs. I don't know why, but it usually comes about that way. It's very rare, like, when I can just, like, pick a subject and write about it, you know?
I mean, you just mentioned, like, your name and what people might, you know, associate with it. I've heard you kind of a really good mix to, like, Palestinian and Filipino. Does that influence you in any way writing songs?
No, I don't think it... I don't think that being Palestinian and Filipino specifically influenced me to create or make music. I think that my parents and raising me in San Francisco in, you know, a mixed cultured house and environment, I think that's what that's what influenced me as a person in general. I think that has more to do with it than me being Filipino. Because, you know, I didn't grow up in the Philippines. I didn't grow up in the Middle East, and I don't have much relation to what it's like to grow up, you know, immersed in that culture. Because I grew up, I mean, in San Francisco in America, you know.